Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Caitlin Baker, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
The first one's the hardest, then it's downhill from there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And have a little faith and jump right. Have a little faith, have a little faith, yeah, yeah. Have a little faith, have a little faith, have a little faith, yeah. Have a little faith, have a little faith, have a little faith, yeah, yeah. One more time. Have a little faith, have a little faith, have a little faith, yeah.
One more time.
Have a little faith, have a little faith, have a little faith, yeah.
Thank you so much. When I wrote this song, unfortunately, I was going through a heartbreak, and we all have been through those. I know you guys have been through some type of heartbreak in life. It's just a part of it. For me, really, when I wrote this song, it was more about just releasing my feelings and just being able to kind of move on.
Days go by, I thought you called. Without you here, this house is so cold. I found your shirt, and I can still smell your cologne. I didn't think love could feel like you were dying, and giving up is easy. What's the use of trying? I didn't think you had. I've been searching for the reason. I guess I'll go somewhere tonight and fall to pieces. Time goes by, I can't shake this pain. I fall from down the hallway, I heard you coming in, but there's no need to answer, 'cause you're already gone. Yeah, it's funny how your sweet voice hung around here this long. I didn't think love could feel like you were dying, and giving up is easy. What's the use of trying? I'll go somewhere tonight and fall to pieces. Yeah, tomorrow you should come.
Folks, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest tonight is Caitlin Baker. Caitlin, something that's always been interesting to me, and I know is interesting to our listeners, when songwriters give good answers to the question, how do you write songs? I think the question that I have is about co-writing.
I think really a thing that makes a session when you're co-writing with somebody work and that, you know, makes sense and that is special is if you have a good relationship with that person. I know sometimes that you have no idea who the person you're going to be writing with. Nashville, it's done that way a lot. But I think there's nothing more unique and special if you actually have a relationship with that person and you kind of have the same interest in a way, because you don't want to go to somebody and write a really sad, sad song about something personal in your life with somebody that you have no clue who they are. You know, there's just some things that I feel like you want to keep private, and you can open up to certain people about, you know, personal issues that you have going on that you may want to write about. So I think it's really just different with each song and also each writer.
Given what you know, though, about how Nashville works, and since you seem to be already sort of embedding yourself in that environment.
Yeah. I definitely wrote with a lot of people that I had no clue who they were. Of course, I looked at their background and listened to some of their music and their style. You can always write a great song with somebody that really just has some talented writing chops. But again, I just think that if you really know that person well and you can sit in a room and feel super comfortable, you know, there's a song that's going to flow out of there somewhere or another. Really, the way that I started writing songs were I just started strumming different melodies on my guitar and figuring out kind of what I liked and what I didn't like. And then I started thinking of different ideas. And even if it wasn't a personal experience for me, I would take somebody else's stories and I would just kind of create them into songs. That's how I wrote Burn. I used my mamaw's kind of experiences and I exaggerated them a little bit.
Sure.
But that's the fun thing about writing. You can make a song really whatever you want it to be about.
She jerked out his dress with joy, dumped his clothes out on the floor, then drug a can in. She filled it up with all this stuff. This time she's had enough. She dumped it all out onto the drive. With a half jug of kerosene, she poured it all over everything. She lit a match and walked back inside. She's gonna watch it burn. The truth will stand. Promised her he'd never cheat again. Well, once a liar is always a liar. Just another fib for the fight. Takes honesty to be a real man. So don't try to put it out. She's burning old memories down and through the smoke said never again. She's gonna watch it burn. Watch this part of it.
publicist, Fred Anderson. He's actually here tonight. He kind of, I think, amongst some other people that I was working with, had contacted the Tourism Authority, and of course they knew who I was because I've, you know, I grew up there my whole life, and I've always been doing a lot of local shows and a lot of local benefit shows and things for the community. I think it was really just the starting point was figuring out what we really wanted to include in the song, because there's so much beauty in Southwest Virginia and there's so many different places there that we had to figure out what was meant to be in the song. So we took a couple of ideas and then we branched off, wrote the song, got into the studio, and then started filming the video. And that's when we found out that they wanted it to be the official theme song. And of course, I was over the moon. I'm from Southwest Virginia, so I was like, oh my God, yeah, I'm obsessed with the idea that that would even happen. So it was just, I feel so thankful.
Little barefoot girl in ponytails, with butterflies to catch and flowers to smell, took a ride along a Pocahontas trail near my Southern Virginia home, where talk is slow and the mountains are tall and the cool Clinch River runs through it all, where there's dandelion fields and clear waterfalls. That's where I belong. Southwestern Virginia, where the air is full of bluegrass mountain songs. Southwestern Virginia, let the heart of Appalachia call you home. You can smell country cooking in the air, from Cotter Fold to Market Square. Peaceful wine and rolls will get you there, like a time that's long gone, where people round here slow to change, with Jesus in their hearts and coal in their veins. From High Knob you hear that distant train calling you home. Southwestern Virginia, where the air is full of bluegrass mountain songs. Southwestern Virginia, let the heart of Appalachia call you
And then how did you happen to meet Larry Cordell?
I actually started working on a movie called Born in Bristol, and I met Carl Jackson and several other talented artists that were in the movie. I got a small role singing in this beautiful church in the freezing cold with no jacket on. I had this little dress on, and I was just sitting there in that church, and I was just shivering all over, and you could see my breath every time I would, you know, say something or sing a note. It was such an awesome experience, and being able to meet Carl, which is really good friends with Larry. That's how I actually got introduced to Larry, was I done a benefit show in Brentwood, Tennessee, and I met Larry there with Carl and Val Story and Jerry Sally. I started a relationship with him, started going back and forth to Nashville and watching the station in, which on Monday nights. It's a Vow Story and New Monday, which you guys need to go see because it's amazing. And so I started going there, and I just kind of got a friendship with him. And then I finally asked him, I'm like, you know, you're a Kentucky boy, and we're really similar. And we had a lot of the, you know, he talks the same way I do. So I was like, Larry, you have to work on this song. If you would be willing, would you, you know, be a part of this with us? So he said yes, and the rest is history.
We have such fond memories of when Larry was here on the program. Really an amazing experience.
Oh, so talented, yeah.
Yeah.
You're swinging vines, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and you shall find. Oh, but I'm not that bold, young. But I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing. I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is out for letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that bold, young. But I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing.
To me is probably my favorite song of the whole set, because this song was written about my hometown of Pound, Virginia, and about the coal industry and everything that has influenced my music up to this point in my life. This song was included in the 2015 ACM Awards Zine Pack, which was sold nationwide in Walmart, and it had artists like Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, and new upcoming artists like Cam and Kelsey Ballerini. And I don't know how, but somehow they chose my song to be included in it, and I was so thankful. Thank you guys again for coming out here tonight. This song is called Coal Train.
One, two, three, four.
lived out back in a rickety shack where his mom and daddy was no good. He would always say he's gonna leave someday, but we never thought he would. When he was old enough, he packed up his stuff and he waited out by the line. I guess he told himself there was nothing else. Digging coal in a Clintville mine. Well, he'll catch that coal train coming. He can tell it won't be long. Well, he'll hear that coal train coming. You'll look up and he'll be gone. We heard them say he made it way down around San Antonio, where he met a nice lady, had a pretty little baby, and he's living in a real fine. It spread through the holler that he kinda told his mama, I love you, but I ain't coming back. Well, now I can see there's something better for me waiting on down the track. I'm gonna catch that coal train coming. Friends in the place where I was raised, but now I'm getting ready for my mama and my daddy. They're coming with me to stay. Well, late at night I turned out the lights. I can still hear the sound of that number nine rolling down the line, headed straight for pound. Well, I hear that coal train coming. I can tell it won't be long. Well, he'll hear.
So much.
I would like to thank our guests, Caitlin, Aaron, Thomas, Katie, and Randy, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and we also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, hey, we got to bring Caitlin Baker back for one more tune. So glad to have you guys with us tonight. Give it up for Caitlin Baker.
County Road 203, well, under my feet, nothing on this wide rock but little old me. I got 2 miles till, well, he makes bail. And if I'm a robber headed straight for jail, well, I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun. We by the door, I'm out of cigarette. He wants to buy. It was 10:30, another six pack in, and I can feel the rumble like the cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel spine. Well, he don't know what's waiting here. This time, hey, I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun. Well, if I'm down when I pull the trigger,
Radio would like to thank Caitlin, Aaron, Thomas, Katie, and Randy for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.